How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and we've come all the way down here to verse number 48, and we're going to back up a little bit and just pick up the thought and the context and finish up this book of the Gospel of Luke. The Lord Jesus is there with his disciples, having appeared to them, and he appeared to the two on the road to Emmaus. They come back to Jerusalem, declare what they've declared. Peter has seen the Lord also. The women at the sepulcher early in the morning, they've seen that the Lord has risen from the dead. And then Peter saw during the course of the day, evidently, the scriptures bear that out, and that Peter did see him. The Lord has appeared to Mary Magdalene also. Others of the scriptures bear out. And the Lord appears to them, and he is physically there. He's got flesh and bones. He eats before them. They're just amazed. They are just amazed. In spite of what the Lord has told them, that he would lay his life down again, lay his life down to take it back again, and that after 3 days and three nights, he would raise from the dead. He has done so. And it says here in verse number 44, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. He said, it's all in the Old Testament scriptures. It's all about me. And this is it. This is what I've been telling you about. It is fulfilled. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And oh, Lord, please do this for us. Please do this for me. Please, Lord, help us that we might understand your word, your scriptures, and how you've given them to us and how they apply to you and to us. May God help us with that. The opening of understanding by the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might understand. And he said unto them, verse 46, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. It was appropriate. It was ordained. It was correct and right. Here's why. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning right here in Jerusalem. And so this is the aim of the Lord, is that his gospel would be proclaimed unto the entire world, every creature. And he says to them in verse 48, this is our focus as we wrap up this chapter, and ye are witnesses of these things. He tells his church, this church that he's been building for 3 years and has put apostles in there to lead them after his ascension. He said, you are my witnesses of these things that have transpired. Tell it. Tell it what you have seen. Tell it what has happened. Tell what I have done. You know, the Lord doesn't say for them to promote themselves. The Lord doesn't say that they're a witness of them, about themselves, but they're a witness. We are to be a witness, the children of God. The people in the Lord's churches that he has ordained and made are to be witnesses of him and what he has done. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. This he's speaking of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Comforter, of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit work of the Comforter in the Lord's churches. In this church, rather, he's starting this, that the Holy Spirit of God would work in this capacity in the stead of Christ until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. And so he's telling them, wait until that happens. It's going to be publicly manifested at Pentecost. And that's what he's telling them to wait on, that it's when this public manifestation and the Lord's public sanction of his church. But we can read over in John chapter 20, I think verse number 21, where the Lord gives them the Holy Spirit in that capacity to lead them and comfort them and help them as they pursue and do the work of the Lord. This being a witness of Christ and the things that he has done. He tells them to wait, and he led them out as far as Bethany, verse 50, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. And Brother Luke writes, amen. He said, oh, it was a amen and amen. He said, praise the Lord for it. See, the Lord Jesus in this New Testament age, in this church age, has established that there be a witness of him from his institution. His church that he's built during his ministry is his institution, his third institution, the institutions being the family, and then that of government, and then that of his church. And this, the way of the Lord is from his institutions, there have been a witness of him through the ages. We go back to Isaiah chapter 43, and it's just a continuation of what the Lord has done here. He's Isaiah is a prophet unto Judah and the divided kingdom there. And so he's talking about Jacob. He's talking about Israel and how he has redeemed Israel. He's called him that Israel is his. And he gave Egypt and Ethiopia and Seba for a ransom for them. And they're precious in his sight and all that. Just all the wonderful things that the Lord had done in bringing Israel to become a nation and delivering them out of Egypt and so forth. And then it says here in verse number 8 of Isaiah 43, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. What the Lord is declaring there is let the world bring their witnesses and what they have to say, and let them declare that they or anything has been done as greatly as the Lord has done for Israel. He said, let them come forth. Let's have an assemblage. Let's have an assembly and let the world bring forth their witnesses and say if they have done anything, and to declare indeed what I have done for Israel. Part of this, in the context of this, is the Lord using this to shame Israel for his departure, Israel's departure from the Lord. And so he challenges the world. He challenges any other. Verse number 10, the Lord speaking to Israel, he says, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he, that he's God. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. There's no God, and you're my witnesses, Israel, of that. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. He is the only Savior in the world. He's it. I have declared and have saved and have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Who will prevent it? The Lord says. Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, verse 14, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, speaking of his deliverance of them in the Red Sea, which bringeth forth the chariot and horse and the army and the power. And they shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as tow, as the fat of a cow used to making a candle. And so they're just like nothing. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old? Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons of the house, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. And so the Lord, he's always had a witness from his institutions and starting with those men that he has called and used as the Lord dealt with the institution of the family, namely brother Abraham. We see that some with Noah, and we see that some with Adam, but namely brother Abraham in dealing with the world. And now in this New Testament age, as the Lord Jesus has fulfilled his gospel, risen from the dead, and appeared unto them, he is doing the same with his church. And so we come over here and to Matthew 28, some familiar passages here in verse number 16 of Matthew 28. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. And brother Matthew says, amen. And so here again, a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fulfilling of his gospel. Indeed. We go to the Gospel of Mark in verse number 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. It's by faith, repentance and faith in our Lord. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. And so we see here our Lord, again, in another way, and in other words, telling how they will be a witness of him unto this world. And so the Lord has always had such a witness. We come to the book of Acts. We come to the book of Acts in chapter 1, and we see here again that he's assembled with them after his resurrection. And in Acts 1, verse number 4, and being assembled together with them, the church there commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons of when he would do that, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye, church, shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses both unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. They're witnesses. They're witnesses of the Lord indeed. I see that our time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954.
by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.